I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Savannah St. Patrick's Day Parade will have a special guest this weekend. The Savannah Morning News is reporting that Vice President Mike Pence will attend, welcoming the parade participants and parade goers. The city is working closely with the Parade Organizing Committee to accommodate the Vice President's visit. The Savannah St. Patty's Day Parade is recognized as the second largest in America and the third largest in the world. It steps off Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Well, it's been a month since 35-year-old Timothy Cunningham, an employee at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, disappeared. Now the CDC is saying reports that Cunningham was recently passed over for a promotion are incorrect. In a statement released yesterday, the CDC said Cunningham received an exceptional proficiency promotion on July 1st to the position of commander, an early promotion reflecting his excellence as an employee. Cunningham's parents reported him missing on February 16th after going to his home and finding his belongings and his vehicle there. Police say they have no evidence of foul play, but can't rule it out. $5,000 an acre. That's the economic value of coastal Georgia's salt marshes, according to one oceanographer. Ben Savage of UGA's Skidaway Institute of Oceanography tallied up the goods and services the marshes provide, including commercial and recreational fisheries, storm surge protection, and ecotourism. He says it's important to weigh those factors alongside any benefits that might come from interfering with the marshes.
That's an economic balance, so being able to put a dollar value on the marshes as they are and the sort of return on investment as they are has to be factored in or ought to be factored in.
The Georgia Department of Natural Resources estimates Georgia has about 368,000 acres of tidal marsh along its 100-mile coastline. Opening statements underway today in the trial of Atlanta lawyer Claude Tex MacGyver, who is charged with murder in the shooting death of his business executive wife, Diane MacGyver. Defense attorneys argue that the shooting was a tragic accident. Tex MacGyver was a partner at a prominent law firm and vice chair of the state election board. And UGA athletic officials have started their search for a new head basketball coach. This after Mark Fox was fired over the weekend. Yesterday, former Ohio State coach Thad Mata visited Athens. Mata led Ohio State to 9 NCAA tournaments, including 2 Final Four appearances and 5 Big Ten regular season championships in 13 years. Thad Mata is the younger brother of Greg Mata, who's the coach at North Cobb Christian School in Kennesaw. Associated Press is reporting that former Indiana and Marquette coach Tom Crean is also being considered for the job. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.